Hey, what's up, everybody? You guys know who it is. Man, this is Manuel Lamar Hicks, but you guys know me better as the L Dog, man. Today is Monday, December 28, 2020. And man, we want to thank God for allowing us to see this day and to be able to live through this day. But I'm not alone. Now, as you listened to me on last Thursday, man, we had Star come in and fill in for D. Lenar, but D. Lenar is back in the building, and she's not alone. No, we have no other than Dub H. He's on the line, and he is ready to rock and roll. What's going on, peoples?
What's up?
Oh, wow. Well, look, we're not going to waste anytime, man. We're gonna hop right into it, man. Look, Christmas Day, man. You guys watched. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm starting off and D. Lenar may hang up. Alvin Kamara Christmas theme shoes helped him get six TDs to tie an NFL record as.
Did you say he has six STDs?
No.
Oh,
welcome back, D. Lenar. Welcome back.
I'm trying to understand what you said.
He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 TDs. Touchdowns.
Okay, so that six kind of went STD. You know what I'm saying? It kind of went together.
Really?
It ain't my fault.
Okay.
As the Saints put a beat down on the Vikings, 52-33, man. Dub H, I know you were probably hopping up out your seat. Count.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh wait a minute.
For sure.
There's an eight man on the line.
Yeah. Yes. We gonna move right along. I don't want no static. I ain't trying to hurt nobody either.
This ain't what you want.
Oh, D. Lenar said, you don't want that smoke. Well, look, I'm finna put that smoke out right now. I'm finna put the fire out and everything. All right, man, moving right along, man. Brady went back to the Motor City and destroyed the Lions 42-7 to end Tampa Bay's 13-year playoff drought. Now, for those of you that don't know, man, Tom Brady actually graduated from Michigan, and so that's the reason why I said he went back to the Motor City. And he just went back in and he just destroyed Detroit, the Lions. So, man, so Tampa Bay is in the playoffs.
They still ain't going nowhere.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
Interesting observation.
Well, on a lighter note, my 49ers played with heart and determination as we stunned the Cardinals 20-12 to stop this losing streak. We still not going to the playoffs. But it's just playing for pride right now. So I do.
I give you hands, man. Y'all beat the Cardinals, dog. That's a hard thing to do.
Yes, beat our division rivals, and now we got another division rival. We got the Seahawks. To close out the season. All right, man. The Dolphins ended the Raiders' hopes as they move a step closer to the playoffs with a 26-25 win. Man, D. Lenar, did you know that these two teams were playing, or?
No, I really wasn't. My mind was not on football this weekend. What happened with
the Dolphins moving one step closer to the playoffs?
Oh, that's awesome. My brother-in-law is a huge Dolphin fan since Marino. So, he deserves to to have his team one step closer to the Super Bowl.
Big ups to Myron Trouble. Myron Trouble has been a Dolphins fan ever since I've known him, since the Dan Marino days. So, man, big ups to Myron. Yeah. The Chiefs clinched got the number one spot with escaping the Falcons 17-14.
No comment.
None.
All right. Well, maybe you got to come in about this, because the J-E-T-S, Jets, have won two straight. And they shocked the land. And they shocked the land yesterday, winning 23-16. D, since you haven't been on, they have won two straight.
So I'm keeping them from winning? You gonna put this on me?
No. I just wanted to comment out of you. That's all.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the Jets. I still think that they should no longer be allowed to play.
Damn. How you feel?
I mean, they are a waste of entertainment space at this point. So they either need to take some time to rebuild. But I really do think that the NFL should start looking at, if you get these teams that have not won games within like the first 5 weeks, then you need to be taking them up out of the NFL franchise.
Wow.
They are a total waste of advertising space. You can put that money and resources somewhere else.
You can waste of the color green.
Wow. Well, the Men of Steel have ended their three-game skid and have locked up the AFC North with a 28-24 win over the Horseshoes, otherwise known as the Colts. Yeah. Moving right along. Man, the Chi got a much-needed win. Yesterday, they won 41-17 over the Jags. I mean, man, they put a hurt on the Jags.
That's another team they just need to just hang it up. Jaguars suck.
They did not do very well this time. They've had some times where they looked like they were gonna, in the past. I'm living in the past. Let's talk about 2020. Yeah, they need to go right along
with what I said about the G. Wow. D. Lenard is putting teams on notice, man. If you ain't winning, just stay at home.
Don't fire the coach. You said fire the whole team.
Yeah, put the owner out of the misery. Because, I mean, they just bleeding money at this point. You could be stimulating the economy from the money that you're wasting.
Wow. Well, yesterday, the That's So Ravens won by two TDs. What you laughing at, man?
You get you wrong, because That's So Ravens.
Yeah.
But we already knew that. I picked that.
Yeah, they won 27-13 over the Giants yesterday. Keep their playoff hopes alive. Man, the WKRP in Cincinnati beat the Texans 37-31.
That was a good game.
They got their first road win since 2018.
Wow.
Great game. I think the Texans blew it. JJ Watt was very, very upset with his teammates.
Oh, yes, he was.
He's so dedicated to the city. He want to leave, but he don't want to leave. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
The NFL is most definitely for stealth, so he should just do what's going to be best for him at this point.
Pretty much.
All right, man. The Lightning Bolts were 3 points better than Mile High. For those of you who don't know who Mile High is, that is the Denver Broncos. The Lightning Bolts won 19-16. And for those of you who are late to the party and don't know who the Lightning Bolts are, that is the Los Angeles Chargers right now.
Formerly San Diego Chargers.
Yes, the team formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, yes. Washington got upset by Carolina 20-13 and failed to clinch the NFC East. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And D-Lenar, I'm keeping my promise. So I'm saying the Cowboys are still alive with the Washington loss. And they won 37-17 over their division rival, the Eagles. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Hawks, otherwise known as Seattle, wrapped up the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the Rams yesterday. Yeah. And Green Bay sent the Teen Titans back to Tennessee as they trounced them 40-14.
Hey, they got to tighten up, man. Golly.
And for those of you that might not be watching, or you probably have turned away from it, man, Buffalo is doing a 5-minute funk on New England. As of right now, they are winning 31-9.
Oh, gee.
In the third quarter.
Man, what happened, homie? You used to be the man, homie. What happened to you?
But as I have expressed to D. Lenar and I told you, Buffalo was not a team to mess with last year, and they've proven it. So that, you know, this year they just spreading it, you know, because last year they kind of like sneaked up on people. This year they ain't sneaking up on people.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch out for them. I really haven't watched any of their games this year, but I'll definitely be honest, on the lookout for them.
I mean, and this was before they played my 49ers. I mean, I saw that they were good. So, you know. In the NBA last night, man, the Mavs. Yes, the Dallas Mavericks destroyed the Clippers. 124-73 last night. Man, the Mavs were up by two quarters at halftime. You heard that right, D. The Mavs were up by two quarters last night at halftime.
Wow.
And Luka scored 24.
Showing out.
Yeah.
Did they check them to see if they got COVID? You know they ain't in the bubble.
I don't know. But, D, I've told you this so many times, it never fails, man. When two players are in double Ds, they usually win. That team normally wins. And in the case of last night, man, Brandon Ingram, 28 points, 11 boards, and Zion Williams, 18 points, 11 boards, helped the Pelicans win by 3. 98-95 over the Spurs. And believe it or not, the Magic, they are undefeated. They won again, 120-113 over the Wizards. KD's 29 and Kyrie's 25 wasn't enough as the Hornets stunned the Nets 106-104. Yeah. Yeah. Andre Drummond was, you know, D'Leonard never likes when I said double D's, and I just came up with the name double, you know, actually, you know, the team in double figures. She never was fond of that. So I keep saying it. I don't know why, but Andre Drummond was in double figures. He had 24 points, 14 rebounds, as he helped the land win their third straight as they routed the 76ers 118 to 94. Now, this is something that you're not going to believe. The Knicks beat the Bucks last night. Not only did they beat them, they won by 20. 130 to 110.
But wait a minute. Nobody can watch them play, right?
Who? The Knicks?
Yeah, basketball. It's just them, the basketball team playing each other, right?
Right.
I'm trying to spike me got something to do with the losing.
Because, but you know what, though? That you could say that, but Tom Thibodeau was the coach of Chicago. He was good while he was there. So the Knicks gave him his first victory as a New York Knicks head coach. But look, check this out. The Greek Freak was in double D's last night. He had 24 points and 13 rebounds, but it just wasn't enough because Julius Randle had 29 points and 14 rebounds. So go figure on that. Go figure on that. All right. Man, the Warriors, Golden State won out on a late three-pointer to beat the winless Bulls. Speaking of the Bulls, 129 to 128. Dumbness Sabonis not only hit a late bucket, but was also in double figures. He had 19 points and 10 boards to send the Pacers past the Celtics 108-107. The Suns shine bright as Phoenix won 116-100 over the Kings. And last but certainly not least, my 17-time world champion Los Angeles Lakers showed up and showed out against the Wolves 127-91. Yeah. So that's up. That's enough, man, with the sports. Man. Man, happy blessed birthday. If you are celebrating the birthday today, man, happy blessed birthday to you and many, many more. Man, I have a couple of friends that are celebrating birthdays on today. And who are they?
Hey, miss.
Who are they?
He's not really your friend, peoples.
Oh, wow. Where are they? I'm going to find him in just a moment. D-Lenar, ladies first. Do you have
Don't say it's ladies first today because you're not prepared. But my real friends that's birthday today would be Renetta and Carrie. See how they just rolled out my tongue? Happy birthday, Renetta and Carrie. Yesterday was two of my line sisters, Latasha and Tawania.
Yes. DSU bound. Yes.
Yes. Ooh, my sore roars.
Ooh. Okay. Henry, do you have anyone celebrating the birthday today?
No, not today. Next week, but not today.
All right. Well, I have Miss Williams, Michelle, Jack Wonk, who is a 49ers fan. Lynette, Angela, and Tasha. They are all celebrating
birthday. Out, just, you didn't remember the birthday? You see what I'm saying? He's not your friend.
Hey, I got them written down somewhere on here. I just can't find them right now. But enough about that, man. Like I said, if you celebrating a birthday today, man, we're going to get into these celebrity birthdays on today, man. We have some heavy hitters on today. For real, for real. You guys know how the game is. I give the description of Dilanar, and in this case, she has someone to help her do it, Dub H. So, without further ado, man, this first person is an R&B singer. His first hit, Ordinary People. Man, this guy, look, this guy has won a Grammy Award 10 times. He is a 10-time Grammy Award winner. Man, he produced the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Who is this celebrity?
We're just ordinary people.
Is he a legend?
I think he a legend.
We don't know which way to go.
John Legend.
John Legend is correct. Is correct. All right. This next person is a TV actor. He was on ABC's sitcom Blackish. And he was a semi-finalist on America's Got Talent.
Miles Brown.
Turned 16 on the day. Henry, Dub, did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did not know.
Okay. This next person needs no introduction. None whatsoever. But we're going to give it to him anyway, man. This person is a movie actor, Academy Award winner. When he starred in the movie Training Day, man, he starred in films such as Malcolm X, man, Remember the Titans,
oh, yeah.
American Gangster, Malcolm X, and made his directorial debut with the 2002 film Antoine Fisher. But I still say to this day that one of his best movies was Glory.
One and only Denzel Washington.
And he turned 66 on the day. Dilanar, how do you feel about Denzel Washington?
I think he's an awesome person, an awesome actor, a great philanthropist, a doting husband to his melanated wife.
Melanated, yes.
I think he is an awesome individual, and he's been that way for a very long time. But I think his best work was John Q.
That was good. Although I did enjoy American Gangster.
Now, his worst work. Y'all ready for his worst work?
What's his worst work?
I know we think it's Denzel and everything is good. Oh my God. His worst work was Training Day. He should not have gotten an award.
What?
Oh my
God.
Horrible.
You bite your tongue, Dilanar.
Your tongue is not bitten. It's very healthy.
Wow.
That was horrible. That movie came along around the same time that Halle Berry, whatever that was that she got an Oscar for, and both of them were horrible, stereotypical movies.
That's what really happened. Now, what happened with Halle Berry definitely wasn't happening. Definitely didn't deserve a report for that crap.
No.
Well,
he played it. He could have got Malcolm X, John Q. There were so many movies that man was
great
in. And you wait until he played the dirtiest of dirty cops. Just trifling.
I'm gonna tell y'all which one of his funniest movies was to me. Yeah, funny. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny like Coming to America funny, but it was funny. Out of Time was very funny to me.
Out of Time.
Yeah. You don't remember that movie?
Out of Time.
Yeah.
He was pretending to be sick with cancer or something.
His
the girlfriend, wasn't that his love interest in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, alright. It wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't funny, but it was the way how he carried himself during the whole movie. He had to be very smooth and slick with it. You know what I'm saying?
His female interest was 2 steps ahead of him.
So now I like it.
So now, that's right.
Yeah.
She had come up with a disease, had actors playing. I mean, just all kinds of craziness.
That was a good movie, though.
Jesus Shuttleworth.
Ooh, Shuttleworth.
Jesus Shuttleworth.
Ain't that a...
When the son was going to the NBA, remember when Rick Fox was in it?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Okay.
He played his father with the big afro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that.
And all of these, it was better than Training Day. I rest my case, moving right along.
Wow. All right.
Denzel Washington.
All right. I don't know if you're going to be able to get this one, but I'm just going to give it to you guys. Seth Meyers turned 46 on the day. All right. I'm sorry. The next person is a radio host. She is part of CBS. She's a CBS television personality. She is friends with Oprah Winfrey. And was the editor at... Don't go there. Don't do it. She was the editor... She was the editor...
You can give out some adjectives for this one.
She was the editor... She was the editor at large for Oprah's magazine. Who is this celebrity?
What else was she editing for Oprah?
So,
okay, go ahead. Just tell us how you really feel, D.
Oh, my bad. I'm trying to leave all this stuff in 2022, so I'm glad I'm on the show so that I can be better. You know, if I make it to 2021, so I got some bit, you know, some shade that's just it's over here. I need it. We are talking about the birthday of Gayle King, but she turned
66 on the day.
Oh, so she's the same age as me.
Yeah. But gone, but definitely not forgotten, man. Comic book author Stan Lee.
Oh, wow.
And U.S. President Woodrow Wilson. So that's gone, but not forgotten. All right. And also, to give you guys a little tidbit, in this day in history, in 1971, the U.S. Justice Department sued Mississippi officials for ignoring the voting ballots of blacks in that state. And then there were people out here saying that my vote don't count.
I mean, ain't they still ignoring them? They put something on the book. Y'all just got that off the book where you got to have a percentage or something to keep black people from winning elections and stuff.
Wow.
My bad. You don't live in Mississippi anymore. My bad.
Good old Mississippi. All right. Man, and for things that you kind of need to know right now, well, I guess the thing that you need to know right now, 45 did sign the COVID-19 relief bill to avoid a looming government shutdown. I'm very happy about that. And the reason why I'm very happy about that is because I went to work today.
Well, also, your budget has probably already been approved, so you probably were going to be all right anyway. Usually with the government shutdowns, it occurs because departments haven't turned their budgets in before the shutdown. But I don't know.
And other things that you need to know right now, man, the Washington football team released quarterback Dwayne Haskins. The Washington football team announced on today that they have released a quarterback and 2019 first round draft pick, Dwayne Haskins. Head coach Ron Rivera said in a statement that he met with Dwayne and informed him that we would be releasing him. Unquote.
Now, he's being released because of poor performance on the field or because of his social media? Which one is
it? I think it's probably a little bit of both.
What all was he doing with his social media?
I don't know what all he was doing, but I just kind of heard little tidbits and stuff that they are waving goodbye.
Goodbye, your day off.
Yeah.
I don't know when these folks gonna realize that it's really. Work for somebody. It's still a job.
Yeah, somebody's still looking for a job in the NFL. Still.
Ain't even being considered to be called.
And other. Go ahead. And other things that you need to know right now, as we had talked about on Friday, Georgia, early in-person voting is underway. Georgia voters are heading to the polls on January 5th to cast their ballots. DeLinar is laughing. I don't know why. In the Senate runoff elections, anyone who is registered to vote in Georgia can vote in federal, state, and local runoff elections. Early in-person voting began December 14th, and I'm going to let D-Lenar speak about that since she's laughing about that. Okay, D-Lenar, you have the floor.
The early voting will end on December 31st. I really wasn't laughing about it. I was just thinking about how the mudslinging, the commercials are like, every commercial has something to do with one of the opponents, either the Democrat or the Republican. They had a concert today for it, you know, just trying to energize people to come back out. We currently early voting, we have more people for this runoff than during the general election in November. But yeah, it's very important. It will determine if the Republicans will hold up progress for the world or if we can actually get some things, some laws passed, some change some things for the better for all of the United States. So get out and vote. Please, Georgia, go vote. I've done my duty. I'm a day one. All early voting. So, yeah. Mine is out of the way.
And other things that you need to know right now. Hopefully tomorrow night, my Miami Hurricanes will bounce back after getting trounced the last time we saw them. So, we're playing in the Cheez-It Bowl on tomorrow against Oklahoma State. And get the win. Dub Ace, you want to...
You said you got to play against Oklahoma State. Is it?
Yeah, Oklahoma State, yeah.
Okay.
The Cowboys.
Okay.
Dub, you got anything you want to add?
No.
Wish both teams good luck. May no one get, you know, hurt or anything. Just play good
things. I'm taking the high road.
Thank you. For those of you that don't know right now, I'm actually getting ready to do something a little different than From the Flavor in Your Ear. I'm doing something called Pass the Mic, where we will have different topics we will talk about. You will have a total of 5 to 10 minutes to talk about this particular topic, and then you're going to pass the mic, or in this case, we're going to let the other person speak, but we are calling it Pass the Mic. Hopefully, we will get that off the ground in 2021, hopefully early 2021, and this is just going to be a new segment. This is going to be totally off of the Flavor in Your Ear. So so most definitely it won't be called the Flavor in Your Ear podcast, because we won't be having the same concept that we're doing right now. So it won't be no sports. Yeah, I will pick, or I will have people to pick topics, and we will just go at it for an hour. So that's something that you need to know right now. Last thing that you need to know right now, two women got arrested after hosting a 200-person makeshift bar party in New Jersey. Yes, a 26-year-old and a 28-year-old were arrested after two failed to provide a liquor license. Well, they were hosting more than 200 people.
Well, no, being that New Jersey is so money hungry, they were totally looking at the money. Trust me. The lives probably never even crossed their mind. But the money, you got to pay an exit tax if you want to relocate from New Jersey. So they all about money.
Yeah, these people, the hundreds of partners were seen drinking, eating, and illegally gambling at a warehouse party, according to police.
None of that got them arrested. Just the liquor license. Boy,
have you guys got your vaccine shots yet? Got your vaccine shots yet?
No.
Ain't nobody coming in.
I mean, you don't want to get COVID, right?
I clean my colon, take my minerals and my vitamins. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you ain't gonna have my mouth twisted and fainting in the middle of 285. No, I'm good. I'll let y'all go first. Y'all let me know how it worked out.
Last thing. Oh my gosh. Last thing I forgot, man. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch got sold to a billionaire for little or nothing.
I thought they got broke off, didn't
he? Man. So what now?
Wasn't it 22 million?
Yes. Yes. It was somewhere in the neighborhood. And it's actually worth $100 million. Way more.
I was about to say, California price, $22 million is like being $2,200 to everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. It sold, it actually did sell for $22 million, which is, it's just chump change to some people.
But you know, but the sad part is, it's kids still will never have to work a day in their life. That money will last forever and ever. I'm not just talking about the property. I'm talking about just his music, his, you know, the club, you know. His legacy is going to be enough to sustain.
You sure about that? You know how he had his stuff prepared financially for them?
I mean,
but they are the heirs. I'm assuming they would get any type of royalties or anything would go to his kids. I'm assuming.
I mean,
but if they don't know how to manage it, then it's going to be gone.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. That's on them.
Yeah, that's on them. But for every time they show the Jackson 5 movie on VH1, I'm pretty sure they getting it.
Well, I mean, we thought David Chappelle was getting
paid
too, and he wasn't, so.
Well, yeah, that's true.
He walked away from $50 million. He walked away from it.
I mean, if you was going to sell your soul to the devil, you going to walk on nothing in there for $50 million? Just burn it. Yeah. Hot dog. Okay. I applaud the man for, you know, maintaining his integrity and moral and sanity for not walking in. No. He all right. He's made that and then since that time.
I mean, he's a legend in the game now, so he can
aim his price. Chappelle Show. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Hoo, hoo. Yeah, hey, you know what that dude said y'all know what that dude said, man. Y'all know what it is. Man, big ups to Greg Neely, who was actually a guest on this podcast. He is most definitely getting his podcast out there. So, man, big up to the Flawed. Big ups to him for getting it in. I'm trying to get Greg back on the show. Hopefully he will get back on and be able to have some good dialogue. That's it. I mean, that's all I got. I'm not finna prolong this. We 42 minutes in.
Sounds good to me.
We are 42 minutes in, and we have made this a Monday night. D, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Are you gonna be available Wednesday?
If it's gonna be in the evening, probably not.
Okay, well, it's probably going to be around about this time.
Yeah, I may be available.
All right, we'll see.
Let me check my calendar and get back to you.
All right. So, D. Lenar is hopefully planning to be here on Wednesday. I'm coming back on Wednesday to give you more news and to give you more. We're actually going to do a year-end review. You know what? We talk so much about 2020, but
I don't even want to talk about it no more.
But was the Don't Rush Challenge, was it part of the 2020?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. That's what I thought. I tell you, man, that Don't Rush Challenge gave everybody a chance, didn't it?
Life.
You know, I mean,
people got tired of being at home looking all bummy and angry and stuff.
I was about to say, there was a TikTok. I think it put TikTok
on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, TikTok it definitely took over the game as far as social media over Instagram, of all, you know, Snapchat, all of them. TikTok is definitely the app right now.
Wait a minute, you say that as if you have an account.
No, I do not, but I know plenty of people who do.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that.
So,
real confident in this review of TikTok.
Hey, but I mean, the reason why he said that was because, you know, they were talking about actually shutting it down. Because it was just, you know, it was just really getting.
Your president was talking about shutting it.
Wait, not my president. Wait a minute, let's get that straight now. You tried to sneak a good one in there, homie. But I caught you.
I'm trying to get it all out of my system before
James. I see. You're doing this exact stuff tonight.
So, man, for those of you, man, please come back on Wednesday. It's going to be funny and it's going to be sad all at the same time. And then we're going to get ready for the one, 2021.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have to gracefully bow out. It's my time. I have to go and make the donuts right now and clock in.
Well, Dubage, most definitely thank you for your insight and your input, man. Look, man, you be safe out there, man. You have a fantastic night. D. Lenard, do you have anything closing you want to say before we get up out of here?
No, take care of yourself. Live, laugh, and love. That's all I got for you.
All right, well, look, for me to round this out, you guys have a safe and prosperous night. For those of you that are working, that's listening to this, and for those of you that are going to listen to this at a later time, thank you for listening. And we're out.